Planet Rock Breakfast. Their Snake Charmer and Accident Prone revealed a week ago as appearing at Rockstock, our weekender happening the 6th to the 8th of December in Great Yarmouth. And I'm very pleased to say, joining us in the studio, Laurie and Neil from the band. Good to see you, fellas.
Hi.
Hello, Paul. Hello, people.
Now, when we last met Neil in our old studios, we were talking about the new album, which was just about to be released, because up to that point, as Snake Charmer, you'd been doing the Whitesnake classics, the classics per se, and then your manager said, hang on, you need to do some original stuff. You did, and it's been received exceptionally well, hasn't it?
Yeah, we're very, very pleased with it in terms of sales and just general interest and reviews. Been really brilliant too. And, you know, it's great that we've got a path, you know, where we can carry on the kind of music we were doing, but just take it a little bit more towards the whole band and not just focusing more on what me and Mickey did 30 years ago. You know, we can expand on that. And Laurie's been a big part of the writing, and obviously we'll be hopefully doing more of that. So, yeah, we're very pleased.
It's a hell of a lineup, as you said before. I mean, people are touting it as supergroup, which is a term that's used quite a lot nowadays. But I mean, in terms of the back catalogue and your pedigree between you, I mean, yourself, Laurie, with the likes of Chris on vocals, Adam Wakeman, Harry James, who's in just about every single band that is on the circuit at the moment. So you've certainly all done your chops, somebody as a live band anyway.
We have, yes. A little bit of coincidence, I think, that we've all been doing so much. But yeah, we've all been around for a while.
As far as your history is concerned, Laurie, though, I mean, I think I'm right in saying in the 70s, Wishbone Ash is where people will remember you from, first of all.
Probably so, yes.
And since then, you've worked with just... Is there anybody you haven't actually worked with? I mean, when you look at people's resumes or what are they called nowadays, you look at, like, you know, some of the people that some of these guys have worked with. I mean, there's just so many people you've worked with, from Roger Daltrey to Tina Turner. You name it, you've worked with them.
I have worked with a lot of people. I just kind of went on that. I don't know, it just kind of happened that way, really. You know, I was really came up more so in bands. I was never really a kind of a session musician as such, but it just seemed to open up that way, and got the call from Tina, and then that led to sort of Joe Cocker, and then I was doing the Proms and in Europe, and got to play with a lot of people, a lot of very diverse people, you know, from Andre Bocelli to sort of Meatloaf, you know, sort of. So, yeah, it's been interesting.
I suppose it's any musician's dream, though, as we've said many times before in the past, Neil, that, you know, it's all right doing a bit of work here, a bit of work there, but actually a band and the nucleus of a band and that family vibe is really what everyone strives for, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're in a family together, myself and Laurie, and We Will Rock You, which is our sort of day job. But to be touring and recording is kind of our natural place to be. The unfortunate thing about the industry at the moment is that it's quite hard, because there's so many acts out there and so little money that everybody's chasing. So you have to try and get gigs where you can. So that's why we're really pleased that Planet Rock is kind of getting behind us and putting us on their shows, like this weekend at Steelhouse and then the Rockstock in December. So, you know, we need to get out there and show what we can do, really. It's all very well talking about it and having a good album, but you really want to get out there and play and tour as much as we possibly can.
Planet Rock Breakfast, joined by Neil and Laurie from Snake Charmer. Let's play another track from the excellent debut album. Here's My Angel.